stay in school forever. and that's what people say when, you know, you go straight from grad school to academia. It's like, oh, you've never been in the real world, as if, you know, graduate school and teaching is the real world. I guess in the sense that you're not driven by making money, that's true. You're not in business. But decided to go into academia, and in between grad school and arriving at Princeton, I mentioned I did a postdoc for a year, slightly a little bit longer than that, and in another field in polymers, just to get a little bit more breadth. And so then I've been at Princeton since 2009, and I said when I arrived, I kind of had two main topics, maybe two and a half, that I wanted to work in. One was in glasses and confinement, and developing new experiments to measure the properties of glass and confinement. The other was in this laser-assisted vapor processing of polymer films for trying to control morphology, structure, and thin films. So everything else that I do are things that have come about since I've been at Princeton, and this whole idea of nanoparticle formation is something that has come about since I've been there. It was not in, you know, kind of my research portfolio. But I guess it goes to the bigger question, and I think I have students who are in academia always ask me, you know, like, where do research ideas come from? You know, how do you decide what you're going to work on? And I think, and you know, in academia, you kind of get your motivation from a variety of sources. Some come from going to conferences and talking to people about your work. Some come from reading the literature. And more often than not, a lot of new research comes from questions people ask you that you don't have the answer to. So I'm really, you know, interested in, you know, if you guys have questions that we hadn't thought about, because then those could potentially be new directions that we go in and try